We can go on to some news items now. The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital gets a mention, and completely unrelated to that, we have news items about a new driving test centre, more electric buses coming to the county, a new company servicing our airport, and the mystery removal of a large crane from the Norwich skyline.
Ash Hill Ward, a 21-bed elective orthopaedic unit at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, was awarded Gold Accreditation of Excellence, endorsed by the Chief Nursing Officer for England. The scheme recognises wards that consistently deliver high standards of patient care, safety and experience. Kathleen Chandler, ward sister, said, "I'm incredibly proud. It is a testament to the team's hard work, dedication and passion, and I am incredibly honoured to be a part of this journey." The Gold Award follows a two-week assessment against 13 care standards. Christiana Jorge, matron for trauma and orthopaedics, said, "This remarkable achievement reflects the dedication, compassion and teamwork of our staff who consistently go above and beyond to provide outstanding patient care. The award process has also been a valuable learning experience for everyone involved, helping us to grow and continue delivering high-quality, people-focused services. The Accreditation of Excellence aims to raise standards of care across the NHS service."
New NHS technology is helping pregnant women manage type 1 diabetes more safely in Norfolk. The hybrid closed-loop system, designed as an artificial pancreas, uses an insulin pump, glucose sensor and algorithm to deliver precise insulin doses around the clock. Nina Willer, a diabetes specialist midwife at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, said, "This new generation artificial pancreas is a game changer for women with type 1 diabetes who are pregnant or planning a pregnancy. It's fantastic that it's available on the NHS to protect the health of mums-to-be and babies. The system allows pregnant women to set personalised glucose targets and enables remote monitoring by NHS diabetes teams, reducing the need for frequent hospital visits."
A new driving test centre could be built on the outskirts of the city as the test backlog remains on the rise. New plans have emerged to change part of the Start Right Business Centre at Postwick into a driving test centre, which could create 10 additional jobs. The Driving Vehicle Standards Agency wants to create the driving test centre specifically for learners who want to drive HGVs. Although the proposed driving test centre will have 10 staff, the plans also state that usually only a single LGV driving examiner will be on site at any one time, whilst the majority of the remaining staff work off-site elsewhere. Many learners across the country are having to wait up to 5 months for a slot at 4 out of 5 driving test centres, according to recent figures.
Almost $14 million is being spent to bring 24 new electric double-decker buses to Norfolk's roads. The investment by Norfolk County Council and First Bus will add to the county's current fleet of 76 buses, as well as funding upgrades at depots in both Norwich and Great Yarmouth. The $13.8 million investment, of which $8.9 million is being funded by First Bus and the remainder by a grant from the Council's Norfolk Bus Service Improvement Plan, will see the new buses operating in Norwich and Great Yarmouth by autumn next year. This investment in new vehicles and depot infrastructure is another important step towards a cleaner, healthier future for everyone who lives and works and travels in Norfolk.
A Slovakian company, specialising in aircraft maintenance and repairs, has opened a new base at Norwich Airport. Aero Engineers International, based in the Slovakian capital Bratislava, has moved into a new station at the city's airport as part of its expansion into the UK. The firm, whose customers include Ryanair, will provide maintenance, repair and operations services at the airport. We are proud to share a major milestone in our journey, Aero Engineers International said in a statement. Our station in Norwich has successfully completed the approval process and obtained authorisation to provide MRO services directly at Norwich Airport. At the same time, we are pleased to announce the official registration of AEI Limited UK, which establishes a strong foundation for the future growth of our operations in the United Kingdom. These achievements not only expand our global network, but also reaffirm our long-standing commitment to delivering quality, reliable services to customers worldwide. A big thank you to all colleagues whose expertise, dedication and teamwork made this possible.
A crane that has been part of the city's riverside skyline for almost 2 years has been removed. Work to dismantle the machinery at a site on King Street next to the old ferry boat inn began on Tuesday, September the 9th. The removal of the crane is unexpected, and it is not yet known why it has been taken down. A spokeswoman for Falcon Cranes, who also installed the machinery, said the crane was removed after instructions from the party responsible for the site. The 100-foot crane was first installed almost 2 years ago as part of work to build 41 homes there. But work on the site has been slow since Developers Estate Education first broke ground in 2021. The stalled work led to people living near the old ferryboat inn to call for more to be done to complete the project. Following the removal of the crane, Ben Smith, chief investor of Estate Education, says the company is still committed to finishing the job.
A museum exhibition. A city museum is opening a new exhibition hall later this month. The City of Norwich Aviation Museum will be launching its new Civil Hall on September the 27th. The hall will showcase and commemorate civil aviation in Norfolk. Joe Bynes, museum trustee, said, "The Civil Hall is a lasting tribute to the men and women who worked in and around civil aviation in our region. It provides a dedicated space to showcase the aircraft, artefacts and personal stories that connect Norfolk to the wider world of aviation. An opening ceremony will take place at the museum at 11 a.m. on September the 27th, with usual admissions to the museum in place. Organisers say the opening ceremony will welcome supporters, volunteers, aviation enthusiasts and members of the public who have helped to bring the project to life."
After more than 5 years, Norwich Castle's keep has finally reopened to the public. But some locals are worried they're being priced out. While the reopening of the keep has been a point of celebration, renovation costs of more than £27 million and inflated ticket prices means opinions are split. But Dr. Robert Hanley, the project director, defended the increase. He said the new ticket prices recognise that what we have here is a really significant offer for people. On opening day, crowds queued inside the museum with people eager to be among the first to see how the five-year-long Royal Palace Reborn revamp restored the original floor levels of the 900-year-old keep. New lifts and a bridge have made the battlements accessible to all visitors, while a new medieval gallery features world-class objects loaned from the British Museum.
Our second feature is written by Oscar Lawrence and claims to tell us all we need to know about the swallowtail butterfly. A slightly edited version of his article is read by Ian Robertson.